you doing? Welcome to Motorcycle Madhouse Morning Mayhem. It's your biker news today, baby. Our main story has to do with the Hells Angels and a Flatbush homicide. Sad state of affairs. Also have a update to the Pagans incident in Oklahoma. It seems like one of the other outlaws had a gunshot wound, throwing everything up in the air. Could it be self-defense? We have to ask ourselves that. And the prospect gave statements to the police, and you'll see that coming up. But first, we have some good stuff coming up. A motorcycle club made an elderly man's dream come true by giving him Dallas Cowboy tickets. Yeah, the Cowboys. But hey, it's his game. That's who he likes. Be right back. Okay, here we go. Our first one coming up. Great stuff, man. Great stuff. I really like this stuff. And this is what really represents the biker community. You got to give it to them.
Surprising a man from Odessa with a special Christmas gift that is one of a kind. CBS 7's awesome Eduardo Wehon Jr. joins us live in studio and shares more about what the motorcycle club gave away this holiday season. Eddie?
The Razastal Siempre Motorcycle Club has been giving away gifts to people in West Texas for many years, but this year they wanted to make one Dallas Cowboys fan dreams come true by giving him the chance to see them live in person.
I'm honored quite a bit. I didn't know it was people like this left in the world.
It was just a month ago that the Razastal Siempre Motorcycle Club was hosting a Toys for Tots event in Odessa and later decided to go out for lunch at the White House Meat Market. That's when they encountered William Bailey, an 86-year-old man who has been a Dallas Cowboys fan for his entire life. The president of the bike club then brought up the question and asked William if he had ever gone to a Dallas Cowboys game. His response was priceless.
I go, "Mr. Bailey, have you ever been to a Dallas Cowboys game?" He got a lump in his throat, teary-eyed, and he said no. That's when my heart jumped out, and I asked him and his wife, if we could make it, if our bike club could make it possible for him, would they be willing to go? And they said yes.
Each holiday season, the motorcycle club goes out of their way to try and make a positive impact in the Permian Basin. So a GoFundMe page was created to help pay for Bailey's ticket.
Because that's the kind of bike club that we are, is a community bike club where wherever we see a need, you know, we do the best we can to fulfill that need and bring a smile to that individual or individuals.
Bailey was later surprised with the custom Dallas Cowboys jersey at his home and feels honored to be receiving such a generous gift.
Oh, it feels great. They're great people, I'll tell you. They gotta be great people.
The Razastal Siempre Motorcycle Club will be escorting William Bailey to the Dallas Cowboys against the Cardinals at the playoffs on January 2nd. Reporting in studio, I'm Eduardo Wehon Jr.
Court documents reveal a violent attack on Highway.
All righty there. Let's go. It's played at a sucker again. I messed that one up as usual. My bad. We're going into the update on, there we go, on the outlaws and the pagans in Oklahoma. My bad.
Court documents reveal a violent attack on Highway 62 near Midwest City. Now four members of the Outlaw Motorcycle Club are now charged in the death of 33-year-old Daniel Aaron.
According to court documents, Daniel Aaron took a ride with a prospect looking to join the Pagan Motorcycle Club in early September. Investigators say Aaron was a member. While they were on Highway 62, two other bikers passed them. Those bikers dressed in Outlaw Motorcycle Club clothing. The man riding with Aaron told OSBI he saw one of those motorcycles pull alongside Aaron. He said there was a single gunshot and Aaron fell. In these just released court documents, the prospect said he fired his gun too, but claimed not to aim at the other bikers. others. He told OSBI he did not believe he hit anyone. However, one of the men now charged in the case did arrive at the hospital later that day with a bullet wound to the leg.
Always more to the story.
Following initial interviews, OSBI agents spent several weeks gathering surveillance footage and cell phone records from the day of the incident. With those elements, combined with medical records and recorded phone conversations, agents identified the men they believe were involved in the fatal shooting. Last week, OSBI announced first-degree murder charges for outlaw members Stephen Roberts and Virgil Nelson. Two other members are accused of helping hide one of the motorcycles used in the murder. They're facing accessory charges.
In those same court documents, the ATF says violence between these two gangs, the Pagans and the Outlaws, is not uncommon, and the Outlaws are known to have a goal of maintaining control over a certain area or region using acts of violence. And these four men charged in the case will appear in court in Lincoln County over the next few days, either for first appearances or for bond.
All right, as you can see right there, there is a lot more to that story. So we will be keeping it up. It looks like one of the outlaws did have a gunshot wound to the leg. And in my opinion, that changes everything. But I do not want to be conceived by a nice hot ass blonde. But anyway, perceived as being biased. Let's go into some good news again. And that has to do with Motorcycle Club helps local cafe with Toys for Tots. We're going to give one more there. This one was from earlier this month. And this was the first state detachment of the Marine Corps League collected Toys for Tots. Marines Jeff Sawinski and Bob Broderick were called to the county cafe in the Bayville Shopping Center on Route 54 to collect toys donated by cafe patrons and, yes, the Red Riders Motorcycle Club. Quote, throughout the years, owners John and Monica Tortullo and cafe patrons have supported Toys for Tots by collecting toys and bikes that First State Marines distribute to underprivileged children in Southern Sussex, of local business owners like John and Monica, and they were hard-pressed to meet the community needs. The president of the Red Rider Club, who presented a check for $1,000 to Toys for Tots on behalf of the club. Rock and roll, man. A lot of clubs were doing killer stuff during this holiday season. Going up north, Montreal, our crazy Canadians. Homicide victim tied to Hell's Angels released from pen. The last time Montreal police investigated this many homicides in one year was in 2012 when they also investigated 35. That's it. That happens in a weekend in Chicago. What are you, crazy? City's latest homicide victim was a man tied to the Hell's Angels who recently conceded he was a criminal and had no intention of changing. Charles Oliver Boucher Savard, why do you Frenchmen always have these long-ass names, man? Died at hospital Thursday after having been shot multiple times. In September, he was released from a federal penitentiary after having served two-thirds of a sentence he received for stabbing a person tied to the Lupino family, a mafia clan. Yeah, you don't want to do that. You don't want to do that. He was found laying on the ground unconscious and injured by, quote, more than one gunshot wound to the upper body, the spokesperson said. That out of Montreal Gazette. Now, our main story today comes out from our crazy New Zealanders. Hell's Angels allegedly involved in Flatbush homicide. Uh-oh. Two people involved in the homicide at Uckland's Flatbush are believed to be linked to the Hell's Angels. Oh, linked. But they say up here, allegedly involved. The club confused me. But they would, you know, general public believe that. The Herald understands that alleged offender is a Hell... Now again, now... Again, Hell's Angels gang member. Well, they got their reporting fucked up. The investigation was launched after a man was found dead from gunshots that had been heard earlier in the day. The criminal investigations manager, what are you, crazy with that name? We'll just put detective and inspector, said the man's body was found on the property after police negotiated with a 38-year-old man over several hours to exit the house. Offender squad members went inside through a window, safely brought out several occupants, including a kid. So that out of New Zealand. Funny how they do that, don't they? The title is, and you wouldn't notice it if you didn't, you know, look for this stuff. Hell's Angels allegedly involved in Flatbush homicide. That said, two people involved in a homicide are believed to be linked to the Hell's Angels. Okay, so that contradicts the title. And then right under there, it says now it's an alleged offender is a Hell's Angel member. They cannot make up their minds. Wall of Shame time, baby. A former LVPD officer arrested on federal assault charge. Ouch. He's facing federal assault charge for punching a United States Postal Service mail carrier. You don't want to do that, man. Robert Gutierrez of Las Vegas is charged with one count of assault on a federal officer resulting in bodily injury following a December 3rd incident outside home. He is accused of punching the mail carrier multiple times, causing the man to lose consciousness at one point. Sad state of affairs, man, when you're hitting a freaking, you know what, this is a former cop. Following an investigation with the U.S. Postal Service, investigators viewed surveillance video. You can't do nothing without anybody freaking seeing it nowadays. That's what I don't get. You do stuff like you used to. Captured a portion of the incident and determined he violated federal law by striking the mail carrier. He was taken in the custody by the U.S. Marshals. Let's just say he's screwed. Yeah, you don't frick with the U.S. Postal. Anyway, for more biker news, you can go over to HarleyLiberty.com. As you can see, tons of stuff over there. You to check it out. It has news on everything going on in the motorcycle scene. Good stuff today. Good stuff with that Dallas Cowboy tickets that the clubs got them. I do apologize for the transition between the stories. I should hit pause. No, instead I hit stop, resets. You know, this whole new gig that we got going here at Insane Throttle, man, trying to learn all these different controls is driving me bananas, man. It's craziness. Craziness. Don't forget to go over to the Discord server if you want to see the second part of the, or hear the second part of the show. That's where we go to the Morning Hoot, or you to listen to over an hour long thing on the podcast platform that we have. Big shows all over the place. We had independent writers. We got Neutral Zone. Everything, man, goes on the Roku channel. Don't forget to download that, suckers. What the hell's wrong with you, man? That thing's huge. You got to get over there, see what it's all about, man. All the good stuff's over there.
Join the Insane Throttle Militia on our YouTube channel and get exclusive perks like member-only rides, member-monthly-only webcasts on Discord, invitation to yearly Rumble in the Woods Throttle Campout, and shout-outs in the YouTube community section. Join now and don't forget to listen to Motorcycle Madhouse Morning Mayhem on Odyssey. Rock on.
We've got a great show, so stay tuned.
Yeah! Crank up the radio!
Good morning, baby!
Well, that was so exciting.
Tune in every morning at 8:15 Central Standard Time for The Hoot with China Doll in Hollywood on WMMR-DB. Rockford.
Morning, how you guys doing? Tomorrow, hopefully, you'll have some better audio because my amplifiers are coming in, and I'm excited about that. That way, you'll have nice, crisp, clean audio for the show tomorrow. I got my compadre back in the house, unfortunately.
Oh, shut up.
China Doll.
Hi.
How was your Christmas?
It was good. I enjoyed it. I got some good presents. Had some good times with the kids.
My question is, did you like miss me at all?
Nah, you're fine. You're fine. You're okay. Yeah, I did.
God. No, you didn't miss me.
Yeah, I did. A little bit.
A little bit.
A little bit. A little bit.
You probably missed the dogs more.
Yes, I did. I really missed my dogs because...
They tore up the house, them little bastards.
Yeah, no shit. I came home to a pillow torn up on my bed. What the fuck was that?
Well, that just goes to show you that dogs, they have an attachment, man. They got feelings.
You know one thing, swear to you, because the dogs have slept with me for like ever now. And sleeping at her house alone in a bed with no dogs... And a cat waking, trying to wake you up every morning at 6 a.m. Well, I have come to the realization that I can't sleep very well without my dogs because they keep me warm.
You know what's even funnier?
And I was feezing over there, man. Because the landlord will not let them turn their heat up.
That's because he pays for it.
Yeah. So it's like 62 in her apartment. Which I know we keep it that way in this house, too.
But we're insulated here.
It's cold as fuck in that apartment.
One thing that you brought up the dogs.
Yeah.
I think I'm a pussy.
Why?
Because I lost my husky and I lost my other pit bull.
Yeah.
To cancer.
Yeah.
I couldn't take the last pit bull. You had to.
Uh-huh.
I got that. You know what? I love dogs better than I do humans.
Yeah.
And I'm always freaking out if I find a spot on my pit bull.
Oh, my God. Every time. I'm like, shut up. She's fine.
I get anxious.
Stop.
But then I said to myself, I was like, if she goes, I don't want no more dogs. I can't handle
it. But you say that every time.
I haven't got a new one.
No, not yet.
But I don't think I'm gonna. I can't.
Notice I said yet.
No,
because
I can't.
You're not gonna let little Bailey be by herself.
That's why I'm gonna get a cat.
Oh fuck!
They live for like 15 years, and you know what? I won't get as attached to you know. I got my compadre here. Anytime I go near the door, she knows we're going. Yeah. We're going out in the truck.
Yeah,
it's hard to get rid of a compadre.
So, what are you gonna bring the cat?
No, I don't want to. No, but is that normal? Is what I'm asking.
To be attached to a pet?
I never once cried during a funeral, don't matter who they are.
No. You.
And you can contest to this.
Yes.
I say, well, you know, that's life. There's nothing I can do about it, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
When my dog dies, that's different.
Dude, yeah.
Hollywood breaks down like a bitch.
Yeah, we were both pretty bad with the husky because we both went.
Right. And I didn't like it.
No, I didn't either. I was laying on the floor.
I didn't like it.
No.
And I looked right in her eyes when she died. I was like, you know what? This ain't cool to Hollywood.
No. No.
And then my, you know, my favorite pit bull.
Our American bully.
I was like, there ain't no way I can do this.
No. So I had to take her with the two kids.
And with pit bulls, it's different. And pit bulls are different because they're so attached.
Yeah.
They're such good dogs.
Yeah.
They're like buddies to the end, man. They're the only loyal thing you have in life is those pit bulls. And I couldn't do it.
I think it's a different kind of bond with a pit bull than it is with another dog. I don't know. Maybe
it
I'm
is
wrong.
To me. Don't you agree?
I agree, but we could be wrong.
I mean, attached to the husky, but I think Harley's the one really fucked us up.
Yeah, and now we've got another pit
because she was so sweet and gentle.
And it was like so weird because it's like, all right, first we had just Dakota, the husky. Then we had that, and then you showed up with the pit, which
with Harley,
which I'm not gonna lie, it was the very first pit bull I was ever around.
Right, and you were worried.
I was worried because of all the frickin' horror stories, but oh my god, now I'm like addicted to pit bulls. I always want to pet them.
I'm the type of guy who is if I ever found a fighting ring, I'd put you know what? I'd pull a fucking pistol, and make the fucking owners get into the fucking ring and fight to death.
Yeah, for
that's
real.
That's the way I am. No, that's the way it is.
No, I'm serious. That's disgusting. They do that to pits. You know,
out to be bad dogs, and they're so. They used to be in the early days nanny dogs.
And it's not the dog. It's the freaking owner.
Right.
It's how they're raised.
But they were known as nanny dogs because they were so protective of kids.
Yeah.
And they were they're gentle beings.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was thinking about that while you were gone. I was like, damn, man.
You know we'll end up with another pit.
And I was, no, because I was watching a reaction to you being gone. You notice it. She wouldn't leave my side, for one.
Right.
And two, you can see how nervous she was you not being around. So the attachment to a human is just out of this world.
Well, then that explains how she was like, instead of laying up next to me, she was pretty much on top of me when I was sleeping last night.
Right. And she's always with us in the studio.
Yeah.
Always.
She's right there.
So I can't imagine having to go through that again. And I already said, you know what? If that has to happen, you're doing it, not me. I won't do it. I can't.
See right here.
She gets to see everybody in Discord. She's saying next music break you're gonna take me OUT, right? This bitch can spell this dog. Even around the grandbabies, do you see how she cuddles up to them? And she gets that rah, rah, rah if you get near the kids.
Oh yeah, God! If anybody tries to come in the bedroom when the kids sleep over, because you know the two oldest like to sleep in the big bed with grandma instead of in the room that we made for them.
Right.
They would rather sleep with me.
Exactly.
And the dogs sleep in there, and God forbid you try to walk in the room, because she will jump up so fast and be right on the edge of that bed by the door. Totally block you from coming in.
And what's funny with pits, they're like so rambunctious and so freaking, they got a high energy level when they're puppies, when they're, you know, young.
Mm-hmm.
After 4 years old is when it seems like they start settling down and all that good stuff. See, my pits have become my seizure warnings.
Yes.
And the one reasons why my pits come with me in the truck is they'll let me know if something's about to happen.
Mm-hmm.
They know, 5-10 minutes before it happens.
Yeah.
And then they'll start laying their head on me.
Yeah.
To warn me.
Yep.
So if that happened in the truck,
you'll know.
She'll do it.
Yeah.
And then I can pull over, flop like a fish, and then get home.
Yeah. You make it sound so stupid.
Well, you have to laugh at it because this past weekend, I had to go to the emergency room. I was really bad. And it wasn't a seizure. I just felt god-awful. I didn't know what the fuck was going on. I was tingling all over. So I went to the ER. And they were doing, the first thing they did was the blood draw and the piss test. Because they always want to, they don't believe you when you say you don't do drugs. The only thing I'll do is smoke 420.
Sure, they're not checking to make sure you're not pregnant?
Well, I don't know. And right there and then, they knew what was wrong. My sugar was very, very low. Very low. And they were like, are you type 2? I was like, what the fuck are you talking about, type 2? Diabetes. I said, I don't got fucking diabetes. Well, yeah, you do. You're pre-diabetic then. You got to go to an endocrinologist. I was like, okay, then why isn't I told this about my other ones? And then I guess, you know, with the swelling and stuff, which, by the way, those that weightlift do not use that chocolate protein shit, whey protein, because they say it fucked my body up. That's what they said.
How?
The whey protein, because it's just packed with shit, packed with everything. You know, how do you, it's like fucking legalized steroids, that shit.
Oh, you mean the shit you tried making me drink?
Yeah, to gain weight.
To gain weight.
And since I went off of it, because of all the problems with my knees, it caused a lot of problems. Just found that out. So, by the way, you know, FYI. So it's, and then they, because I've been drinking a lot more pop lately. They say, well, you're craving the sugar. You're craving the chocolate.
Well, good thing I brought you home some brownies.
You're not supposed to do that, I hear, you jackass.
Well, I couldn't resist.
You're trying to kill me. You're trying to kill me. See, I knew it. I knew it. You're trying to kill me.
I don't know why. It's not like, no. Why would I do that?
Who knows with you?
Why?
You bipolar bitch.
I wouldn't do that. Oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
So maybe with my pity, she was sensing all this stuff. Because I did. I never felt that way before. I was like, you know what? Instead of paying a fucking ambulance bill and this bitch being notified I'm going out to the hospital. Because you got the fucking thing on your app. Whenever the fire department goes, you know.
I get an alert. I have the app that anytime the ambulance or the fire department go anywhere.
In Rockton, Roscoe,
and South Beloit.
Right.
I get an alert on my phone.
So next thing you know, she's going to see the fucking address. Mm-hmm. She's going to be blowing up my fucking phone.
Which you wouldn't have on you.
No.
You would have left it
and
in the
here
house.
Hollywood was taking her into account that, you know, she's up by the kids and, you know, if I die and stuff, well, at least they got the phone number. But I didn't bug her. Then she comes home like nothing happened. It's like, you know what? I was feeling like fuck. And she didn't care. Made me do a lot of thinking.
It's not that I didn't care. That's bullshit.
Then what is it?
I was tired.
You were tired.
Dude, that's a 6-hour drive. That was tiring. I was exhausted. Then I
tell you what, I was exhausted. But it was like, damn, man, am I getting old where this shit's creeping up on me?
Yes, you're old.
And it's like, you know, I used to be freaking rambunctious. I used to love weightlifting. And now it's like, it's a fucking chore to do exercise like that.
It's like a job.
No, it's not like a job. It wears me out like it wouldn't wear me out before. So, sad state of affairs. Bad weekend for Hollywood.
But you're here, you're fine. For now.
Yeah, for now, with you.
Now, did you call and schedule those appointments?
It was Christmas, dumbass.
Yesterday was Monday.
I did it today, actually, dumbass.
When today?
All you have to do is do an email to get the fucking appointment now.
Oh, did you get one?
Who fucking knows? I still have to go to the fucking neurologist. Then I have my heart die. It's like, dude, they don't give a fuck about you dying.
So you needed to get an appointment with an endocrinologist.
Right.
Your neurologist, which you said is in February.
Right.
And your cardiologist because they wanted to check the swelling in your legs.
Right. It's like, damn, man, I did ask him I was like, why can't you just do that shit, man? Save me a trip.
Well, didn't they give you a referral to an endocrinologist?
And then trying to get into the fucking place. It's like, dude, what the fuck?
Where'd you go, Bloit?
Yeah, with all these fucking restrictions. It's like, hey, dickhead, I'm not feeling good here. You know how I get.
Do you have your mask?
So I am thankful for my pit bulls. And anybody that talks against pit bulls are fucking cocksucking ignorant bricks.
Bricks?
Yeah.
Or pricks?
Pricks.
Well, you said bricks.
They're fucking pricks. Because they're the best dogs in the fucking world. They let me know what the hell's going on. And I think that's a special deal there. I think it's a special bond. So that's why it's hard for me to even think about another dog anymore. Because then I say to myself, well, you know, you're pushing 50. If something happens to you, I don't want anything to happen to the dog. Where, you know, they would have to go to a kennel or something. That's what I'm thinking about.
Nah, they wouldn't have to. They wouldn't have to. No kennel. No kennel.
Anyway, that was my weekend. Your weekend was what, at Lake Superior?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Lake Superior. We were in Bear Country. Literally, because the gas station across the street is, like, called Bear Necessities.
And then they got the dead squirrel.
The dead squirrel, yeah. That's the bar across the street.
And then I was saying to myself, it's so beautiful up there, Hollywood. Why don't you sell the house? Go, because you'd get, like, 80 acres out there for, like, $150,000. It's like, holy shit, with a house.
Yeah, I learned a lot of history up there, too.
But then you say no.
Yeah, I know. No.
Why?
Because...
You don't like change. You don't like moving.
Oh, no. Dude, you know how many times we've moved?
Yeah, but to retire in a place like that?
Not in the town she's in. I ain't driving 45.
You don't have to be in that town.
I ain't driving 45 minutes just to go to Walmart when I could drive 10 minutes now.
Yeah, but you can go closer to fucking Ashland and all that.
Yeah, but the closer you get into town, the more expensive it gets and less property.
Yeah, but they got a nice forest up there.
Yeah, I learned some stuff.
What'd you learn?
I learned some stuff. Want to know? Okay. Well, I was learning about this. There's a place, there's a town called Mellon. Yeah.
Like Thornton Mellon out of, you know, back to school?
I don't know. It's Mellon. And when you drive through it to get to where she works, because it's like a straight shot from her apartment to where she works, right? So we're driving, and she was telling us about Mellon. Well, in Mellon, the people there are called Mellonites.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, yeah. You want to know why? Because they feel, and this is what she's learned from the school and from, you know, being there, that...
They got a lot of Tontos up there, I heard.
Yeah, I'll get to that, too. And the Mellonites, they call them that because they are... They say the men are superior, they are white male. If you are not a white, straight male, then you're going against everything. You're going against their god. They have their own god in that town.
What?
Yeah. It's like a cult, I think, in that town. At least that's how she said it.
Interesting. I want to move there.
Yeah, and...
White, male, straight, outfitting great.
And they're extremely racist. And some of the families, which she's had to deal with some of the girls and some of the boys, you know, at school, you know, because she's the psychologist and such. So she's had to deal with a lot of the kids in this town.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been a lot of, she's been told a lot of stuff from the kids, you know, about how sometimes the men lock the women in the basement until the kids come home from school.
Oh, my God, I want to go to this town.
Well, the kids did say you'd fit in very well there.
I would love it.
Yeah.
I'd be in heaven. Heaven on earth.
The women in that town are not allowed to work. They are just to stay home.
Oh, my God, I love this place.
But they basically have their own god in their town. Yeah.
I don't think I can do that.
Yeah,
it's no, I like, can't do that with the man upstairs.
It's like, literally, she says it's like a cult. That town is like a cult.
I want to join the cult.
Then you have to believe in their God.
No, then it never happened.
That would be a part of it.
That is like, you know, old school shit right there.
Yeah, it's like really weird.
They get blown.
Like, I purposely made sure I had to do a drive through that town, and I felt bad for her because that's actually the town that she pulled her car into at the gas station in town there, in this town of Mellon. And she had to leave her car there when she hit the deer, because she showed us where she hit the deer and all that stuff. So she had to leave her car there. So it was kind of creepy, she said, because like all the men were like side-eyeing her at the gas station.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't even really like their women driving. And she was driving.
Damn!
So, I mean, it's like, yeah, it's pretty old school.
That old school shit, they believe in blow and go.
Probably.
You should have left flyers for the show.
She also said that the other thing that they like to do there is brothers and sisters have children. And
get the fuck out of here. Now, that's a little weird for Hollywood.
No, brothers and, like, everybody in that town is somewhat related.
Again, that's too weird for Hollywood at that point.
Yeah, they're all somewhat related.
I don't believe in that.
Yeah, well. Corey goes, sounds like someplace in Alabama up in there.
They said that about Mississippi all the time, too. I couldn't do it. I'm sorry.
Corey was dying.
No, I can't do it.
Yeah, I learned about the Mellonites. They're a special bunch of people.
Now, you're going to make me look this up. You know that, right?
Well, I don't know. This is just what she's learned from working in you know, a couple towns up from that. Because she have to drive through Mellon to get to Ashland.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally a straight shot from her house to her work down one main road. Yeah. And then the Indians up there.
Tontos.
Yeah,
them people.
They are called Bad River Tribe.
Uh-huh.
And they have, we didn't go far enough down past the Walmart to go see where they're at, but she was telling us about them. And I didn't really want to do a lot of looking up on them because they have a lot of unsecure websites for their group. But the one that
Do they still scalp the white man?
I don't know. But the one page that Corey was reading me about it while we were driving home, because we were looking up a bunch of stuff while we were driving home. They have their what is it called?
Tribe?
No.
Sasquatch?
No, where they live.
Oh, freaking reservation.
Their reservation is over 156,000 acres.
Beautiful.
Yeah. It sounded
That's cool. A lot.
No shit. And I'm like, God, I wonder how much that costs. But it'd be cheaper because they're a tribe.
No, the federal government gave them that land.
Yeah, it's 156,000 acres.
So it's their own community, their own town, their own fucking, they're banging squaws and all that shit in there.
And I guess the Mellonites and the Bad River Tribe, they don't get along in school.
No, I bet they don't.
At all.
I bet they don't because, you know what? The Mellonites were getting scalped and shit.
They probably
were. And the
Indians
don't like, you know, them fucking their sisters.
No, they don't go. No, the Mellonites do not go outside their race.
And they actually fight a lot? It's beautiful. I love this shit.
There's been numerous fights between students that... The teachers are dumbfounded because, you know, I guess they got on all the doors, like if the door's open, like an alarm's going to go off.
So critical race theory would not work in that school.
Oh, hail to the no.
Oh, my God, it's heaven.
Hail to the no.
That's heaven.
No. No. Yeah, because, oh, it's like highly entertaining, the stories that she tells.
So it's Mellonites versus
the bad... The Bad River Tribe.
I love this. And why wouldn't you want to move up this? This is beautiful.
Oh, my God. If I ran into one of the Mellonites, I might scalp them myself. What the fuck? No. racist mofos, and their incest is best in that town.
I guess. Does that mean that cop that helped Brittany out was Melanie?
He was not from there, but the guy that bought his vehicle, her vehicle, lives in Melon. The cop's brother.
I wonder, do you have to be in the fucking deal to live in that town?
I don't know.
They'd probably be all having freak orgies and shit.
Hey, anything's possible nowadays.
Freaky orgies. That's what I say.
It's kind of entertaining, actually. But I wanted to do more research on the Bear River, but being that we were driving and I didn't have like a secure hookup.
So
like
how
Wi-Fi.
Is our daughter have to deal with this fighting?
She's had to get involved in a lot of it, believe it or not. I mean, because she deals with both the people from the tribe and
I'd put up signs, no scalping allowed.
They don't do that shit anymore. What are you, dumb?
I would. I'd say that. No scalping allowed. You crazy fuckers. Go back to your teepee.
And then we're driving, and I'm being all tourist and shit, pulling over on the side of the road.
Were you being like a Japanese fucking tourist?
Fuck yeah, I was. Taking all kinds of pictures and freaking the kids out, because I'm like cutting over medians and getting up on the other side to take pictures of the lake. I stopped in the middle of the road to take a picture of our daughter's school that she works at. I didn't care.
Now she's thinking about staying up there.
It's a 50-50 shot right now.
And if she stays up there, I want to move up there.
Bye.
Really? You wouldn't want to move by your daughter?
I want to move closer, but not... I don't know.
What do you mean, move closer?
I don't know. I mean, there's one town called Phillips. It was a really
nice. Love that little town.
That town's awesome. The town she's in literally just has, like, a bar and a gas station.
Well, we wouldn't
and a
see,
little store.
You wouldn't move to the town. You would move somewhere that's nice.
I told her if she stayed up there, she should move closer to the school, which go to Ashland.
Right. Oh my God, I'm in heaven. But, we'll be right back, man. More stories from the backwoods.
In session, a verdict is in. No appeal on the docket today, just my own sin. The walls cold and pale, the cage made of steel. Screams fill the room, Lord, I drop and kneel. Silence now, the sound. Breath, the only motion around. Demons cluttering around my face, showing no emotion. Shackled by my sentence, expecting no return. Here there is no penance, my skin begins to burn. So I held my head up high. Self-pride. All held captive, fell from the sun. The sun that shines on only some. We don't make a road to one. I hear a thunder in the distance. See a vision of a cross. I feel the pain that was given on a sad day of loss. Lion roars in the darkness, only he holds a key. A light to free me from my burden and grant me life eternally. Should have been there on a Sunday morning.
Morning, ain't got no time. Should've been there on a Sunday morning, banging my head. No time for morning, ain't got. to your knees. We ain't the problem, we are the poison. Whoa. Close your eyes, surrender your beliefs to them for holding. Wait patiently to hear whatever changing lines are showing. There's a whisper in the wind, eventual storm that's rolling in. They have the answers, cure the cancer we become.
Remember, this is what you asked for.
I'm on the edge and I'm not alone. Remember, this is what you asked for. All you wanted was violence. So plant your seeds and divide us. You want the worst that's inside us. We're praying the violence. The violence. We'll fall before.
Add the Insane Throttle TV app on Roku now. Get content not seen on our other platforms. No censorship, no PC, only biker fun and entertainment. It's hardcore. Again, go over to Roku TV and add the Insane Throttle TV app now. Rock on.
Call security!
This is one DJ you don't want to fuck with.
You got knocked the fuck out, man!
Listen to James Hollywood Machikari Thursdays at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time for Rockin' with Hollywood. And listen to the best 80s heavy metal to today. Rock on! Okay, if you're just joining us right now on the radio, we are talking about China Doll's trip to the North Woods, and Hollywood's in heaven. It has to say that, man. The Moronites.
Melanites.
I call them morons. Anyway, because they fucked their sisters.
And cousins.
Then we're talking about Tontos. And how they fight each other.
Bad River Tribe.
Bad River Tribe.
Which I guess are part of the Chippewa.
Do they still do the rain dances and stuff?
I don't know, but I want to find out. Do I told Brittany I wanted to go there. She told me no.
They wear feathers and stuff?
I don't know. I want to go there.
Okay. Okay. So we're talking about, you know, her trip up there.
Yeah.
It seems very interesting to me.
Yes. Yes, and then while we're driving through town and she's showing us some stuff in Ashland, I start asking like really dumb questions.
Well, that's because it's you. Come on, let's be honest.
Okay, well, like I glanced over at a stoplight at our son and I'm like, why are balls fuzzy? And he goes, what the fuck?
And I go, why are balls fuzzy?
Wait, But it was. But I go, no, not those balls. And he goes, oh, what are you talking about? Tennis balls? I go, yeah. I want to know why tennis balls are fuzzy.
This is what I deal with, people.
So my dumbass looked it up.
You looked up why balls are fuzzy.
Why tennis balls are fuzzy.
And what was the answer?
Originally, tennis balls were stitched with flannel to keep them from going too fast. But eventually, they were replaced with a felt nylon, which is what we use today. The felt nylon, or the fuzz, is a drag force on the ball. As it goes through, the fuzz on the ball slows down to keep it from going crazy fast.
And that's what I live with, people. That's what I live with.
I wanted to know why they were yellow and fuzzy. Because if you really think about it, out of all the sports, they're the only ones that have fuzzy balls.
My life sucks. I want to go become a Melanite.
Why? So you can lock me in the basement?
Yes.
That seems to be their thing.
Lock your ass up.
Oh, you don't like my research on fuzzy balls?
My goodness gracious. The fuck is wrong with you?
What? I was curious. Seriously, you look at all, you know, you got the football. They call that the pigskin, right? Then you got...
We're going down a rabbit hole. Right.
Then you got soccer ball. That's like leather, basketball, you know. There's no fuzz on any of them balls. No fuzz on no golf balls.
I'll show you some fuzz on balls.
God, shave them bitches. Manscaped, motherfucker. That's nasty. I don't want no fuzzy balls. I don't want to floss. Because then you're doing that because you get it stuck.
Okay, can we get off of the fucking fuzzy ball shit here? Only you would bring that kind of shit up.
I'm awesome.
Only fucking you.
I know. I'm special. I'm a special
kind of fucking stupid. My goodness.
All right. So the other thing that I was really, you know, thinking about a lot the past week, you know, with the holiday and everything, was what are the benefits to putting other people's needs before your own?
Really? That kind of, you know, sounds familiar to me.
Because a lot of people do it. They put everybody else before themselves.
And why is that a problem?
I don't see it as a problem.
It's being a nice human being, at least.
It is. But, you know, you also got to think of yourself sometimes.
It does come to the point where you have to say, fuck it.
Chuck it in the fuck it bucket.
Because some people don't appreciate it.
Exactly. But you also got to think about it, though. A lot of people do things for other people before they do things for themselves because I'm going to tell you why. Putting other people's before yourself actually stimulates brain pleasure pathways and makes you feel good.
You just like everything that's brain good, don't you? That's why you cry about sex all the time.
Because that makes your brain feel good.
God knows you do need that, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
The problem with nowadays, people, when you do put them ahead of yourself, it usually comes back and kicks you right in the ass.
Yeah, but karma's a bitch.
I don't know. Sometimes karma takes a long fucking time.
It does. Sometimes, you know, you can never predict when that's going to hit, but it does eventually catch up to people. You know, the downfall with putting other people before yourself is some people take advantage of that.
All the time.
And then you're like, what the fuck was I thinking?
Why do you think I'm so freaking...
Because I'm too... Oh, wow. I do it all the time.
Well, you do. Why do you think I'm so careful? Because I ain't going through that bullshit. Because it does cause a lot of drama. Mm-hmm. And usually I want to be the one causing the drama. I don't want to take the drama.
You want to be the drama causer instead of...
I want to give other people anxiety. I don't want it.
You don't want.
And that's what always happens.
Well, it does. They also say that helping others is contagious and improves other people's lives. So when someone observes you performing a compassionate act, they become more likely to become motivated to help others as well.
Paying it forward.
Yeah. So like if...
I wish they would think that way with the homeless camp sitting at the river, because I thought about that on Christmas. It fucked me up.
I heard.
It did. It fucked me up.
You know, and I've been saying, and I wasn't here for Christmas this year, but I've been
and
saying...
And she didn't give a shit that Hollywood was sitting by himself.
You were fine. You're a big boy. You told me you were going to have hookers and stuff, so I didn't worry. So I thought you might not be alone. I don't know.
I don't pay hookers. They pay me.
What do they pay you?
I don't need no motherfucking pay no hookers.
What
get
do they,
pussy.
What do they pay you?
They pay me by getting on their knees and bobbing the knob so I had a B&G.
Oh.
Just like a Melanite.
That would be your sibling. Or your cousin. Just saying.
I bet a lot of our audience has gone through this problem.
What's with this?
Yeah, I bet they have.
Well, yeah, it's like...
Because we got a fucked up audience.
No, they're awesome. Stop.
They're still fucked up.
Well, that's because we're all one crazy-ass family. We're all fucked up in a
I
way.
I wonder if they fucked their cousins.
Ew, gross. But it's like, you know, I when you were talking about that, yeah, I ran through my mind because I remember last Christmas I was talking about how it would be nice to like cook up a bunch of food and, you know, like make plates and bring it over there and whatnot. But it's like, I don't know how many people are over there.
Mm-hmm.
And the people, like the cops in this town, they leave them alone.
Right.
Unless, of course, somebody complains.
Which they always do.
They always do. So then they get, you know, they go over there and tell them they have to vacate. But then as soon as the cops leave, they go back.
Mm.
But, you know, it's like, it is true because there's been numerous times when they've had events like for breast cancer, when the people that, you know, hairdressers, such as my licensed self,
that I had to pay for again.
I haven't done it yet.
Oh, okay. Well, that Hollywood's gonna have to pay for
$50 to renew it. But, you know, for like breast cancer, when they have it where, you know, people shave their heads and donate their hair, you know, and whatnot, I've always wanted to do it, but my dumbass has never gotten involved. So there's a lot of things like that that I wanted to get more involved in and just haven't had time.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's times when I've heard of hairdressers that go to shelters and they do free haircuts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for the homeless or
I
the
just
vets
think more needs
or,
to be paid attention to them because that has been really fucking me up.
But it's like if you really think about it, when is the time everybody's more concentrating on people that are less fortunate? Only around Christmas.
But there is some good news here.
And I think it should be something that is thought about more often than just the holidays. Pay it forward.
On a new note, we're expecting our first big snowstorm on Wednesday, and I might be able to use my tractor.
While I'm at work. It's always good.
I love it! Hollywood's getting all kinds of good news. All kinds of good news today.
Yeah.
We're talking about Moronites.
Melanites.
And Tontos.
Bad River Tribe.
I wonder if I'd fit in over at the tribe.
No.
Or they'd try to scout me.
How would you fit in? You have no Native American in you.
It happens, but I'd like to go see the fucking Sasquatches.
Oh, one of the towns... Corey pointed out that they must have a fetish with Bigfoot, but I can't remember which town it was that we were in.
Dude, that's the Northwoods. I guarantee
Bigfoot
lives up there.
Because one of the towns that we went through had a bunch of Bigfoot signs and stuff, and I'm like, damn, I wish you knew what name of the town that was.
It's probably them fucking
some of those towns, when you go through, it's like if you blink, you missed it.
That's a question I'd like to ask my audience. Is it an older person's dream to live out in a hardcore country compared to what a younger person would want to do? Because I think I'm at that age where I want solace. I just want solace.
I mean, it's kind of peaceful here.
One with nature. Where I can ride a fucking snowmobile if I want. And don't have to worry about using my tractor in January.
Well, up there, you would have been using it yesterday.
I just don't get why you wouldn't want to go to heaven on earth.
And in a lot of the towns up there, to get from their place to the gas station, they do, like in the snow, they do snowmobiles, and in the summer and stuff, they do four-wheelers. They don't drive their cars.
That's beautiful.
So
it's time for Cards Against Humanity. Get your nastiness ready.
Okay, here we go with Cards Against Humanity. We're done with our walkthrough from the Northwoods. What do you got? Because I guess you were practicing over the weekend of your Cards of Against Humanity.
Yeah. We actually bought something from the store, and I'm using the questions from that, being that it seems to be my go-to place for questions anyways.
All right, what's the first one?
Name a place stressed out people go to feel better.
Masturbation always makes you feel better. They go to Pornhub. Or their favorite porn channel. They do.
Is that what you do when you're stressed?
No.
Well, what do you do when you're stressed out and you need to feel better?
I go by the river to think. I love the river. I do. I have to have a river by me. Or, like I said, out in the Northwoods, they got all kinds of rivers and lakes up there.
Yeah, they do. And some of, you know what one of the river's names was?
Tonto?
No. And it was like, Corey's like, what the fuck? Who named it that?
What?
Jump River.
Jump River.
It was like, yeah.
Where do you go?
Where do I go? Bathtub and soak in it.
That you do. And you like play rowing or something like that because you squirt back and forth. Up. It's like, what the fuck are you doing?
I sit at the back of the tub and slide all the way forward and then push myself back and then slide all, like a little kid. I don't care. I ain't embarrassed. I don't care. It's fun.
Do I have to buy you a slip and slide next year?
Fuck yes. I want to do a slip and slide. I want one. Can we put it in the backyard?
Shut up.
What? Fuck, I want one. I want to go on a slip. Anytime I see kids outside playing and slip and slides and shit, I just want to like pull over in my car and get out and do it. I don't give a fuck. I seriously do.
But I'm guessing a lot of people do visit Pornhub.
I don't.
You just use your magic mic.
Yeah.
Second question, what do we got?
Well, you don't like this one?
I already told you where I go. Or, let's listen to what the audience has to say.
Oh, well, it seems to be pretty interesting here. We got bar, bed, strip club, the lake. Go for a drive. I stab or kill shit.
I can do the lakes and stuff like that. I can't do bars because it pisses me off.
Bedlam, you need some help. He kills shit.
He does need help. He does.
It's all good, though. You got to do what you got to do in this world.
By the way, this Independent Riders Weekend, we're going to do a little memorial for Judge. He passed away from cancer. He's been on my show. Real good guy. Former military, one percenter, all that good stuff. So we'll be talking about the traditions that bikers have when somebody dies, and I'm not just talking about clubs. Second question.
Okay. This one, our kids had the funniest fucking answers, especially our son.
Mm-hmm.
I literally had to excuse myself and take a pee because he had me laughing so hard with the answers to this question. Something you don't like about your spouse's best friend.
They're all bitches. I can't stand them. They cry too much. They whine too much. And they don't get on their knees when I ask them.
Oh my God. What the fuck?
You know how many times I have to ask them and they don't do it? I don't get it. I don't get what the problem is.
You don't get why they don't do it.
Well, you're married. I don't give no fuck. She'll watch.
So you would say that to one of my best friends?
Yeah.
Okay, that's why I don't have any. Just putting it out there. Just putting it out there. That's why. No. Because you got issues.
You can't bring any of your friends around me.
No.
And I don't understand why.
Do I ever bring anyone to the house anymore?
I don't know what you're afraid of.
No.
What are you afraid of?
No. Hey, do you think she'll do a threesome? Yeah, that's where it's going to go.
I want to have fun, too.
Dude, the female would be my best friend, not for those kind of reasons, dumbass.
Well, fuck. I know they're not your reasons, but my reasons are different. I'm a male.
This is why I have no nice things.
That's why you have no nice things.
That's why I have no friends. Can't bring them over, because you always go that route.
Well, what else route should I go?
Oh, good. You have a girlfriend. Now you can stop complaining to me.
Well, yeah, that's one benefit. But the other benefit, she bobbing her knob. I'm looking at her back of her head.
God. Shut the fuck up. You're just wrong on so many levels.
You know what? I've been told that. I really have. I've been told I'm fucking stupid.
So if I go back to a few of your best friends... And what I didn't like about them. Well, one of them spent way too much fucking time here. Not naming any names. He spent way too much time here. And he drinks too much. Just saying.
And well, bikers are bikers.
Yeah, he was just here way, way too much.
I wouldn't mind if you had a girlfriend.
Fucker overstayed his welcome.
I wouldn't mind if you had a girlfriend come over. And she overstayed her welcome?
Nope. I'll stick to not having best friends that are physically here. Thank you very much. Yeah, no. No, it's not fair.
What do they have to say in the Discord channel?
Katiebug has a bouncy house. I'm going to their house.
A bouncy house?
I fucking want it. Yes, I'm going to her house.
I live with a child in a fucking woman's body. What do they got to say here?
She never shuts up. His wife. He's whiny, sad motherfucker, and he's no fucking common sense.
Ouch! Who said that?
Bedlam.
See, they're just like me. They think the same way.
Not fixing a problem even though they know it's a problem.
Ouch.
Fucking Greg, really? She doesn't swallow.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, my sister. I will have pigs in the spring, sis. Just saying. Okay, thanks.
That's what I'm saying. They don't swallow, man. You got to hold their fucking head and their nose until they swallow.
Hey, sis, did you eat the other two pigs yet? I'm just totally getting off that subject.
It happens.
Because she slaughtered her pigs, so I'm wondering if she had them to eat.
She couldn't even send me a pork chop. What kind of shit is that?
You're just not special.
I guess I'm not special, man.
One of them's name was Pork Chop, I think.
motherfucker a pork chop now, man. It's funny. I piss my kids off every time we see a cow. I say it's a future Big Mac. Oh, boy, do they get pissed. What the fuck you think you eat, man?
Well, no our wonder son does it.
He went vegetarian after some of my comments.
Now, some of our kids' answers to this was hilarious. I haven't smoked a lot this weekend, so this is weird. Our son, I think he was hitting on me. No.
Ouch. Why do I got freaky fucking kids, man?
He thought one of your besties was hitting on him. He probably was. He's secret closet.
What else? What else?
Brittany said all your best friends were fucking assholes.
I admit they are. They're assholes. I gotta say, they're cocksuckers.
Oh, she did eat one of them. It was a Christmas ham.
Oh, fucking beautiful.
Was it good?
Fucking A.
I made ham, just not for Hollywood. I made it for our daughter. Because Corey doesn't eat it.
Well, we'll be back tomorrow morning on the morning hoot. We won't be talking about Tano, though.
We ain't going to talk about tennis balls.
No.
Why they're fuzzy? Come on. It was hilarious.
Maybe I should ask her about wings. We'll see about wings tomorrow. And if you watch the round table, you know what I mean. Anyway, guys, we're out of here, and the audio sound a lot better. We have these expensive-ass studio mics, and I forget the amplifier.
It happens.
Talk to you guys.
And that's it for the morning hoot, boys and girls. Don't forget, you can hear the replays over on Spotify, all your major podcasting platforms. Don't forget to visit Insane Throttle TV on your Roku device. Available soon on Amazon Fire. I'm Audie. We're out of here.